when you're saying goodbye or sharing what are parting words with someone, you want them to be meaningful. And what we get in both our readings this morning are parting words. Parting words of Jesus before he ascends into heaven, at least according to Matthew, his parting words. And the parting words of the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth. Now, there is an apocryphal 3 Corinthians out there, a letter in existence whose authenticity is very questionable. That's why it's not in our Bible. But for all we know, this was the last communication that Paul had with the Corinthian church. So both Paul and Jesus are trying to sum up, boil things down to their essence in both these passages. And so we get them sort of crystallizing. Here's what we want to leave with you. If you remember nothing else, remember this. So from Jesus, we get the Great Commission, as it's known. Jesus says to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, if you look closely at that Great Commission, there are 5 verbs. That's what I want to reflect on this morning, the verbs that both Jesus and Paul are leaving with us. Here's what we are supposed to do. So Jesus says, go, make disciples, baptize, teach, and remember. Go, he says. That's an important one. Go. Don't just sit here, but go. The Christian life is to be lived out there in the world. Coming together for worship is important and essential, and coming together as a church family is important, but we don't stay here in this sanctuary. We must go out into the world to minister. I'm reminded of Luke's account of Jesus on the mountain with his disciples, and then he ascends into heaven. And Luke says the disciples stood there for a while, looking up, so long that an angel eventually had to appear to them and say, "Hey, Jesus is not here. Go back to Jerusalem. Get started." That's what Jesus is saying. Go. The Christian life is to be lived out there. Ministry is to be done in the world. Go. And what are we to go and do? Make disciples, baptize, teach. Make disciples means followers. A disciple is a follower. So Jesus is saying, help people be followers of me. Help people follow me. And that's why I think he mentions baptism. Baptism is the entry point, really, officially, into becoming a disciple. So Jesus says, go out in the world, make followers. Help people be followers of me. Help them, encourage them to be baptized and be part of a community, and teach them. This is a very important one, particularly for us as Presbyterians. Part of our Presbyterian heritage is education. Teach. And not just teach anything, but teach, as Jesus says, my commandments. Teach about me. Where do we read about Jesus, what he said and what he did? Here in the Bible. Teach the Bible. Now, of course, in order to be able to teach, though, you have to know yourself what's in the Bible. So lying behind this whole commandment of teaching is learn. Make sure you are reading the Bible. Make sure you are going to Bible study and to worship and learning what's in here, what Jesus said, what Jesus did, so you can go and teach. And teaching is not just talking. In fact, probably the best teachers know The talking is just a very small part of true teaching. Teaching is showing. Teaching is demonstrating. To teach about Jesus and his commandments means live them so other people can see them and learn from you. There's a lot going on there in these three simple commands: make disciples, baptize, teach. And then maybe the most important one Jesus says is remember. Remember why you're doing all of this. Remember that you're not doing it alone. You know, as you go out into the world can be sometimes kind of a dark, unfriendly place. It's full of disappointments, frustrations, annoyances. Teaching, making disciples can be hard. So Jesus says, remember. Remember why you're doing it. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Remember, I am with you always. You will never be alone, no matter how difficult the task of teaching and making disciples may seem. Go, make disciples, baptize, teach, remember. Now, Jesus is speaking to his disciples at this point really as individuals. There isn't a church yet. But clearly what he says is not just for us as individuals, it's for us as a congregation, a community of faith. But Paul is really highlighting how we are to live as a community together in his letter to the Corinthians. And so did you notice the three real commands that Paul gives to this church in Corinth? And I would remind you, this church in Corinth is one that was very human, very diverse, not unlike our congregation. And there were some strong personalities in the church in Corinth. And there were some people who said, my way, here's what I think we should do. And there was some dissension and there were some issues, as there are in all churches. As I think I've said before, where two or three are gathered in my name, a discussion is sure to break out. So Paul says to the church in Corinth, as his final parting words, he says three things. Put things in order, agree with one another, and live in peace. If you thought Jesus' commands were difficult, now it really gets tough. I love the first one. Paul is a good Presbyterian long before his time. Put things in order, he says. Figure out your organization, your structure. Who's in charge of what? The process. And I know, this sounds very Presbyterian. It also sounds very boring. And it can be, but it's essential. Make sure people know who's in charge of what, who's doing what. Why? So you can minister more efficiently, more effectively. The problem when you have everyone going off in their own way, doing their own thing, is you're going to have overlap, you're going to have people butting heads, you're going to have people doing the same thing in three or four different ways. You're going to end up with some of those questions that we've had around here at times. Where did this go? Who put that banner? Why? I thought you were doing, well, who's in charge of? And then you waste all that energy trying to figure this stuff out. And by the time you figure it out, you say, oh, well, I'm too tired now to do any of this. Put things in order. Order yourself. Do things decently and orderly. It's important so you don't waste your energy. It's one of the things Session and I are still kind of working on in this congregation. Put things in order. So there's not wasted energy and effort. Secondly, agree with one another. Now, this one's a little more tough for us Presbyterians because we are ones who are always encouraging the minority voice. Let everyone's voice be heard, the lone voice, the minority voice. Let them be heard. Notice Paul isn't saying, don't ever discuss things. He's saying, agree with one another. Let all the voices be heard, but once a decision is made, agree with one another, especially about the big issues, the kingdom issues. Do you know why most churches split? You know why most people leave the church? It has nothing to do with theology. It has to do with, why did they paint the hallway red? It has to do with when you turn the air conditioning on or the food after church. These little issues, they're not kingdom issues, and we get wrapped up in them. And both Paul and Jesus, I think, are saying, keep your eyes on the important stuff. And once decisions are made, agree with one another. Don't talk behind people's back. Don't gossip. Don't say, oh, well, I didn't understand why we did this. Because you know what? That creates issues, problems, dissension. And that's why Paul says his third command, live in peace. Which I think is a way of Paul saying, remember, it's not all about you. It's about us. Put things in order so people know what they're doing, who's doing what. Agree with one another. And live in peace. So here are your 8 assignments for this week. Go. Make disciples, baptize, teach, remember, put things in order, agree with each other, live in peace. Simple. There's your agenda for the week. There's our agenda for the rest of our lives. Amen.